for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, May the 25th, 2008. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service teaching on soul ties.
Tom Stones are coming. Take my place and try the best you can with the Lord's help to get me and all the rest of you delivered. Been working on me for a few years. I hope someday we get there. Amen.
I hope and pray that all of us get delivered, including myself. Because, hey, you know, we can't stand up in here and say we don't sin. Because if we did, we'd be a liar, and that's what the Word says. I have my upsettings and my downcasting just as much as you do. But it's what we do with it after we have it, you know, and do we release and so on and so forth. And, you know, I was an angry man for a long time. I think anger is one of the most greatest things that affects any one of us. Have you ever been mad, so mad that you can't see straight?
Yeah.
It affects your eyes. Now, you may have not been mad for several years that way, but if it happens that way, it's there until it is asked for forgiveness for it and admit it. Because I tell you what, we don't want it, because I think it's one of the main doors for any curse to light on you. How many people want a curse? I don't. I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to be angry anymore. Because it's not worth it. We were talking the other day, and I forget who we was talking to, but it'll take you down a road you don't want to go, and you'll go further than you want to. You'll pay more than you want to, and you'll stay longer than you want to, and any classification thereof. What I would like to talk about today is relationships, but the real thing, I'm going to title it soul ties. And a lot of us are soul tied to the past, and we need to come out of it. If I can find my notes. Because Jesus, you're all I need. Any accusations ever been made at me, God forgive me. People, I ask forgiveness of anyone that's ever I've ever offended. Because, you know, this morning I felt a spirit of heaviness in here for some reason. A lot of people is gone, and you know, and so there's still some more people coming, and there's some new faces and in the audience this morning, I see. And God wants to minister to us in some fashion. And I just thank God for Him. You know, if it wasn't for Him, I couldn't be where I am today. And wherever position that is, I still sometimes wonder. Sometimes I'm just a fill-in. Sometimes I'm the one up front. And I want to tell you something. Person that don't have fear of the Lord needs to get a hold of it. Because the higher you think you go, the more responsibilities put on you. And the more the pressure. And it seems like there's to be less people to pray for you. Because something inside your mind is a figment of your imagination that I'm afraid to let my guard down. And that's a bad soul tie with yourself, because we all need to let ourselves down and let God minister to us. I'm not talking about go pour your guts out to everybody you come to. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about pouring out to Him. God, you see me. Search my heart. Try me. And we really need to get our hearts honest with God and Even myself, I need a greater heart change. Because none of us in here are a shadow going around healing anybody. So that tells me, including myself, I need to double clutch or even stop and change gears, stop right where I'm at and change gears to where I can climb that mountain. And when we get on top of the mountain, we can't stay there. We can't stay there. Oh, I wish we could. I wish we could stay right here in this camp meeting and fellowship and commune with one another and continue to go on. But all of us has got to go back into life. Is there something called finances that has got a hold on us? It's called American lifestyle, I think. And in these American lifestyles, there's many trials and tribulations. A lot of times we take on weights that we're not supposed to take on. We're thrust into positions that we think we want, but after we get there, we don't know what to do with them. Am I talking to anybody in here besides myself? But through God, He's all I need. But He's not all that you need. Because you've asked. You've asked for things all your lives. First thing you've asked for was love. And a lot of us didn't receive it when we needed it. And then we step up and we say, I need protection. And a lot of times it came, but again, a lot of times it didn't. So what do we do with that time? I think God's wanting to call us into a deeper relationship with Him and really get real. We need to figure out what forgiveness is all about. Forgive ourselves for things that we have done. And forgive others that may have done it to you. Because these are all soul ties that I'm talking about. And yes, there's many teachings. Doc's got a book back there on soul ties. We minister about soul ties a lot. But still, there's a deeper thing in soul ties. Sometimes I believe you can make an evil soul tie with yourself. Just by the words out of your mouth, or out of our mouths, or what we say about ourselves. But see, God is the author and finisher of our faith. And in Hebrews it says, without faith it's impossible. What? Impossible to have a relationship with God. Can you see God? Can you see Jesus? You can in visions. Because God is the Spirit of love, and it says no man can see Him except you come through the Son. And He is the Son that brought forth His love. And we need to make a firm soul tie with Him. And I know I put my notes in this Bible. And it makes no difference what the notes was about, but soul ties. One of the good soul ties, we find that when a man leaves his father and cleaves to his wife. Let's go look at that verse in Galatians chapter 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. Let's look at that right quick. And sometimes, folks, we do this in all faith that this soul tie is going to be forever. But unfortunately, there's other thoughts and other things and spirits that come along that wants to tear these apart. Death is one of them. It said in chapter 2, verse 6. Get over there. 6:2. Excuse me. Galatians 6:2. Excuse me. It says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is a good soul tie. When you bear one another's burdens, you start loving one another. So, how do you bear one another's burdens? Do you gather it all up in a basket and put it on your shoulder and start down the way? Or do you gather it up and put it in two baskets and put it on each shoulder? No. You hear the request and then you bring it before the Lord. And you give it to God. But if you just keep hanging on to those burdens, guess what's going to happen? Your arms are going to get longer and longer and longer. Your back's going to become painful. and so on and so forth. So we need to learn how to bear one another's burdens, go in and out. Next verse I want to go to is James 2:8. It just seems something like things is not working real good today and losing my notes. But the Lord's going to minister in spite of everything. If ye fulfill the real law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do well. You want to do well? First off, to love people and to love yourself. Does everybody in here love their lives today?
Yeah.
To love the situation you're in. The marriage, the job, the vocation, the friendships. Do you love your life? If we don't, something's going wrong. Because this is away from Scripture if you don't love your life and what you're doing. I was called early to my profession. I was a young man, too, and I went in and I saw my father's hammer and I got it. And I went outside and every bent nail I could find, I'd drive in the dirt. I mean, early in my lifetime. Remember those little old pegs that you got and you had the round holes and the little hammer? I don't know how many of those things I wore out, broke and busted, you know. And all the children came around and watched me build things at early ages. So I was called to become a carpenter at an early age. I guess I loved it because I'm still doing it. I've been at it all my life, it seems like. I'm 63, going on 64 right now, and been in the trade I don't know how many years. I started full-time 17. And who can do quick math? 17 from 64, what is that? That's quite a few. Huh? 47 years. But, you know, I don't have the desire to retire. I don't have a desire to retire. So I must like it. I must like it. So, you know, we need to be able to love others and love ourselves. Let's go to Ephesians 5:31. And that's good. That's good soul ties right there. Now we're going to start talking about married soul ties. Ephesians chapter 5. And I know this is been preached before, but you know it's always good to renew your mind. We need to renew our mind in the Word. 5:31. For this cause you shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and two shall become one flesh. Some of us has had the awesome experience of being joined to one person all their lives, all their married lives. But a lot of other people has not had that situation. And that's a very good soul tie. By through circumstances, other people have entered into relationships and they've gotten angry and frustrated and desired other things. Let's look at 5:28. So ought a man love their wives as their own body. They that love his wife love himself. So, there's another question. How well do we love ourselves, men? I'm talking to myself, too. Or does other things get caught up and our minds get caught up and we can't slow down for a moment to really listen, to hear, really to hear what's going on in us? And this is supposed to be good soul ties. Matthew 19:3-6. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make the path straight. And the same John said unto the remnant of the camel hair, rent the camel hair and leather girdle about his loins. And the meat was locust. So sometimes we need to realize some things. We need to gird up our loins. We need to gird up our loins. Let's go to Matthew 19, 3 through 6. And the Pharisees, 19, make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be, 19 through 3 through 6. And the Pharisees also came unto him and tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto him, have ye not read that which is made them that at the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall be one flesh. And wherefore there are more than twain, but one flesh. Therefore, God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Those are some stout words, very stout words. Through anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, people get hurt in marriages, and they decide to leave. They decide to see if the other side of the fence is green. And really, this thing should have been a good soul tie. So if we're caught in any of this area right here, the Lord has made provision to heal us, heal our mind, wills, and emotions. A lot of times we need to ask for forgiveness in the part we played in that situation. And we say, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I haven't done anything. And guess what? There's two areas that everybody winds up in. And there cannot be a fight without two people. So there's sin in both sides of the camp. But yet this was supposed to be a good soul tie. Angers, frustrations. And sometimes even rejection comes in and you don't even realize how it came in. Because we get our minds caught up in thinking about other things. But then we say, well, I've done everything that I possibly could. Have you? Have I? And God's whole word was built upon this particular thing, a relationship, a marital relationship. Because He's wanting to become our spouse. And I wish you guys could be around. The women have been going through the Song of Solomon. And it's starting to spread out and touch everybody around here. And we're starting to find out that God can come down. And you ever been kissed by God? A holy kiss by God? I'm just interjecting that. You guys think upon it a little bit. But that's the most ultimate soul tie we need, is the soul tie with Him. He's all I need. And then if He's all you need, guess what? The rest of your relationships should start flowing in the right direction. Our relationship should start flowing in the right direction. Let's go to 1 Samuel 18:1, and we're starting friendships here. And I've got, or what the Lord has showed the scriptures to me, I've got about 10 different classifications of soul ties. So, if you guys will bear with us and let the Holy Spirit minister to us this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. This story is all about Jonathan and David. And this is friendship. And this is a good soul tie. And it came to pass when he had made the end of his speaking unto Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father. And Jonathan and David made a covenant, and because of the love, him as his own soul. These are good soul. This is a very good soul tie. And Jonathan stripped off himself of the robes that was upon him and gave it to David, the sword and his bow and his girdle. Jonathan was the next in line for the kingdom in regular situation. But David was called. But in fellowship, do we exalt our brother more than we do ourselves? Think about it. Do we build them up? Do we encourage them? We need to. Because this is the love of God that we need to encourage our brother, our brothers and sisters. This is one of the best soul ties for friendship that I know of that's in Scripture. But let's go to parent-child relationships. Let's go to Genesis chapter 44. Here, sometimes we can get in trouble. 44:20. He said, now let's go back up, and here is where in Jordan area and up in that area was all going through a drought. And Joseph was in Egypt, and he had the food and the ability to save his people. And all of a sudden, his brothers that captured him, throwed him in a pit, created a bad soul tie between brothers that he was able to minister to his own family again. And so we know there's several things that happened here, but let's go on with this verse right here. He said unto the Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. His brother is dead. Now, the brother that was supposed to be dead was Joseph, but he's not. And he alone was left of his mother, and his fathers loved him. And they said unto thy servant, bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. Because this was a brother he'd never seen. And he said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. Now we need good soul ties. But now if we've got a situation here that we lift up a child so high that we would die, what have we done? Idolatry. We lift up a child. Because a child is only given to you by the Lord, and he shall go back to the Lord. So in this situation, have we lifted up children higher than we should? I know in mixed marriages between families, there's children. They play the parents. Anybody ever been here played by a child? Whether it be your own, I mean, I'm talking about the mother and father themselves being there. Does children play you? Yeah, we do. We played our parents. Look back. If you couldn't get something from mama, you girls, daddy, I'm guilty. Or the sons, if they couldn't get something from mama or daddy, mama, you know. And I don't know what it is, but the mothers get along with the sons easier than they do their daughters. And the fathers get along with the daughters easier than they do their sons. I think it's a spirit of competition. Yeah, and a gender thing. I don't know, but I'm telling you what, if you're not prayed up and you stayed up, you can have a battle royal with this situation. And then through this, what happens? Sweetheart, I told you not to let that kid do that. I didn't want them to do that. And pretty soon, bickering it comes in like a flood. Holy Spirit leaves quickly. And out of these situations, we need to be able to come quickly back together, forgive one another, let it go. And the worst time, folks, to bring these situations up, or any kind of situation, is right at night time. Ooh, danger. Talking about a bad soul tie, and you start one. Let's go to soul ties between Christians. Ephesians 4:16. This is also a good soul tie. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a good soul tie. It's supposed to be a good soul tie. But now, how many of us been in more than one church? I think every one of us has been in more than one church. Okay, let's read the verse. 4:16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compact, by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual workings of the measure of every part, maketh an increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love. Increasing. So if we have left, other than moving or other than job vocation, did we get hurt? But this is supposed to be a good soul tie. In other words, we should be able to exhort one another and come together in love, build up each other. Have we been hurt or hurt each other in churches? Have we been the recipient or the offender? It's supposed to be good soul ties. And Satan says, together the body will stand, but divided, what? Will fall. Has the church fell? Question. And we see these things and these signs coming on the scene today. Something tells me, the body, we need to get it right. We need to be able to forgive one another. And those that are seers, in other words, they say, come and look at you and say, oh, Lord, you need to repent. You got cholesterol flowing through your veins, and you got high blood pressure, and there's a reason for that. There's anger still in your heart. Be angry and sin not, but anger is running through you all the time. And somebody comes and sees these, and all of a sudden they go up to say, you got a gallbladder problem. You're full of gall. And they see right through you, you know. And these are seers. Now, these folks has got a higher position, and they better be careful. They better be careful when they do this. Because it's for one reason. If this happens, it's through ministry. That people come to repentance and they are restored into the body. I wasn't here, but there was Joe Wilson that Brother Glenn talks about, and this man was a seer, and Kevin's not in here, but I'm going to tell his testimony. He was doing some work down here. And he went up and he ate a whole bag of Oreo cookies, I think it was, and milk. And he was on a sugar rush, and he came back down the road and also he met Joe. And Joe said, oh, you need to repent. And Kevin couldn't, I mean, he was almost drunk on sugar, you know. And he said, you need to repent because your sugar level is so high. And, you know, he saw it. And kind of startled Kevin, he said. And it startled me. You know, if somebody looked at me and all of a sudden, woo, doggies, you know. I tell you what, it's better to repent now than to be caught. It's better to repent now. But sometimes I don't do things right. My wife tells me to take out the garbage and sometimes she tells me to sweep the floor. What'd you say? I'm guilty. So, fellas, we need to get it right. I need to get it right. Forget you. I need to get it right. And there's a thing that comes up in marriages is hysterical and then historical. Which do you like to hear? Neither? Now, I've got a question. Where does true forgiveness come in? Yes, it happened. But forgive and go on. That happened back there. You can't do nothing with those pages back there. But you can turn a new page today. And I desire to turn the new page. You know, and there's a lot of people that, and there may be one or two in here, but that both of their spouses have died and they've came together. They got so much expectations with one another. And because they had
kind of a raw deal with their ex-husband or ex-wife or whatever. And we put expectations together. And we got to really work at this thing. A marriage is a field of work. I need some of my work habits adjusted. How about you? To get this soul tie right. Because I'm not going to preach nothing to you that I haven't experienced or are experiencing. Because it's not a witness. If you preach something that you haven't gone through, is a witness, Jerry. Is it? Nope. If you preach something that you haven't gone through, you can't really be a witness. You can see other people going to 60 different ways, but if you really haven't gone through it, you don't know what's going on. So what I'm saying is we need to work on ourselves. And a lot of people come in here, a lot of young men come in and they say, well, my wife kicked me out. I don't have no place to go. And blah, blah, this and all this. They need to forget this one. Forget that person and start looking in the mirror and getting a witness. We need to look at ourselves. And seeing as God restores us and heals us, until then, we don't need to go into any kind of relationship. Because I'm telling you what, if you take baggage from one church to another, you take your evil spirit from this place and you go to this place could have been clean, but the minute you get there, it's corrupt. And then we find out we go to church to church. Well, they didn't do it this way. They didn't do it that way. Well, they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in tongues. They this and that and the other. Still, if you can't go there and love somebody and exhort them and show them Jesus, we have no business going. We need some healing, some still healing in our hearts. And this is the church thing, you know. And we have frustrations, you know, and we talk bad about our leaders. And we need to pray for them. There's many pastors I've been as being able to minister to people, they talked and how things happen, and they're dying with bitterness, diabetes, they're dying with cancer, and they're trying to lead the flock. And somebody that's full of bitterness, anger, that's got cancer, do they really need to have any business? If they haven't been healed and gone through it, do they have any business laying hands on you? Somebody that's full of anger. Question. So the church has really got some work to do on itself. We need to fall in love with ourselves in a different way, that we lay down our lives to build it up of the other person. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of the frustrations. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:16. And this one is entitled Demonic Soul Ties. What? Know ye not that if you which is joined together with a harlot is one body? For two saith, it shall be one flesh. So if you go to somebody that's, and there's a lot of them out there, believe me, we see churches, pastors are going by the wayside with women all the time right now. Just every time you look up, they are. And they join in themselves to another woman, and she has prostituted themselves. And we got male, they got a problem too, because they're going whoring. They're going whoring. The women are whoring after other things. And this is a bad, evil soul tie, a demonic soul tie. I know a fellow that was the head of a big Pentecostal movement. He was one of the high chamuckity mucks. Well, he had a bad soul tie with his wife, and so he started counseling this one woman. And this woman came in and sweet-talked him. And guess what? He fell from grace. He got kicked out of his church. And he became bitter at them. But everything in the book started coming down on him. He became diabetic. He became high blood pressure and things of this nature. And then all of a sudden he had a bad soul tie with himself because he got angry at himself. And he started rejecting himself, and he tried to enter back into the ministry, and they kicked him out of one church, and then they kicked him out of another church, and folks, it don't work. Especially, the leading cause of diabetes is anger, rage towards oneself, rejection, spirited resentments towards oneself. The leading cause. We need to love ourselves. We need to break soul ties with ourselves. The evil soul ties with this anger. We need to get rid of it. Alright. I could go on and on. I can take up another half hour or more just on that one subject right there. But let's go to the next one. It's a perverse relationship. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, 26 and 27. For this cause God gave him up to a vile and affections. For even their womans did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that they recompense of their own error which was met. We see it very plainly. And in the spirit realm, if you can see into the spirit, God can show you some things in times past, like seeing a snake that's clear and got spots all over it and two heads on both ends. That's a perverse spirit. That's what you're dealing with. That's what it looks like in the spirit realm. And some people get the glimpse into the spirit realm, but the average person don't ever get to see into the spirit realm. Personally, these folks are very compassionate people. Too compassionate. And things as came to them, they wasn't born that way, but it was taught to them. And personally, I don't like it. I don't like that sin at all. But God's put a compassion in my heart to pray for them. And I've seen, and we have around here, we've seen some great strides, and then from them changing from that lifestyle back to where God wants them. Because God loves everyone. But He desires you to come to Him His way. And His way is the only way. The only way that you can come to Him if the Holy Spirit draws you. Let's go to next entitlement of evil soul tie. Inordinate affection. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 verse 20. And Adam gave name to all the cattle and all to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the fields. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. This is a situation here. Now, we know that Adam was the first Adam, but Jesus came back, and he's the second Adam that wants to return all of us back to Christ. But now, here's how we can get in situation. We've gone through the church issue. We've gone through the personal relationships with people. And we find ourselves outside, and we pick up a pet, a horse, a cow, a dog, or a cat, and we get ourselves wrapped up in this animal, and we talk to them just like a human being, and this gets us off into an area that we do not need to be in. And there's been many times that people's had to be delivered from this thing. We were ministering to somebody about some soul ties, and standing right over here about where Brother Glenn was, and this lady, she went to just like this in the air. And this lady started manifesting as a horse. You know how a horse will stand at a water trough or a fence wanting feed, and or out, and they'll just paw the ground? And I said, wow. Tapped Diane, and I said, Diane, she's manifesting as a horse. And we just changed our attention off this other person, And I said, in the name of Jesus, I just bind this horse spirit. And then she said, she stuck her teeth actually come out almost out of her mouth. She didn't have false teeth, but her teeth came out past her lips trying to bite you. You've seen a horse reach across a fence and try to bite you? So we broke soul ties with this horse. And come to find out, we had four more horses to deal with. Because she just went through a divorce, and the only thing they fought over was four horses. And all four of them died. So inherent affection can go a long ways and do you a number. And if you put all your... We found that if you let a pet sleep in the bed with you, you shouldn't do that, period. It's not good. You form an inherent affection, but also that you put all your love and thoughts into that, and it can become beastology, whether the act ever happens or not. So these things right here, the mind, will, and emotions, can carry you into areas that we don't need to. But it all begins with anger and hurt, rejection, fears, abandonments. Let's go to Colossians 3:5. It's in the same area as what we're talking about. Mortify there the members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. So, where this evil soul tie brings you is to idolatry, that you idolize something. It's not good. Let's go to another title, evil companions. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, no, chapter 15, 33. 15:33. Be not deceived with evil communication, corrupt good men, or good manners. So if we have evil communication, it corrupts the members, the good members. If we yow, 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 yow all the time, pretty soon it's going to go past that. It's going to go past that. Let's go to Proverbs 22:5. It says, a thorn and a snare are in the way of the forward. He that doeth keep his soul and shall be far from it. So the forwardness is a forward mouth. Somebody that's saying, always accusing you of something. That's a forward mouth. And thorns or snares. Somebody wants to stick you all the time. It's not good. You know, it's pricky. You know what you done yesterday? You know what you done 2 days ago? You know what you done 10 years ago? You know what you done 15 years ago? You know what you done 30 years ago? Same chapter, verse 24. Make no friendship with an angry man or angry woman, and with various men thou shalt not go. So, do we go around somebody who's a prickly pear? What happens? What does a Christian need to have? Skin like an alligator almost, impenetrable, because we need to love the unlovely, you know? But we don't need to get too close. 25 says, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare unto thy soul. So we enter into a marriage, you know, and both people are angry. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to have multi-wars? So what does anger do to you? It puts a snare in your soul. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 31. What did I say? 5:31. Excuse me. Man. God, correct my speech. So, what God's trying to tell me something is that we really need to check ourselves. 5:31. For this cause, For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto a wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So if one person really angry, and the other one's not, if the other one's not, what happens to them? They both become angry. And loose lips sink ships. How many people in here like to go down with the Titanic? Let's go to Exodus 20:12. I'm going to tell you something. This one here is a death curse. It says, honor thy father and mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Just reverse that. You dishonor your folks. You curse them. You come a run around. You come a drunk. You come an alcoholic. And you don't bless your father and mother. Your days will be cut short. Your body will be racked with pain. So right now, in Jesus' name, I break the death curse over every person in here. I break it and bind it and command it to loose them in Jesus' name. I loose them from that death curse in Jesus' name. Because we're supposed to honor our parents, not curse them. Even if you had a drunk, alcoholic father, or drunk, alcoholic mother, or dope head, or whatever, you can bless them by not saying anything towards them, and go out and get you a job and become something other than what you thought or what your parents were. And that's the way you bless your parents. That don't mean you have to follow them. That don't mean you have to give them money every time you turn around. That means you can bless them. You've become something completely opposite of what your parents was. Make sense? And a lot of us are caught that way. Unfortunately. A lot of us have been treated terrible by our parents. There's a lot of closet sins that happened. I was watching the news the other day and on TV, and all of a sudden they started flipping these pages and there's all women. It says, I was one, 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 I was one. And every area of life, and these young ladies was abused sexually by their parents or uncles or aunts. And through God, we can be set free from that thing. And we don't have to stay in that situation. We don't have to stay in that situation. And thank God for His love. Thank God for His blood. Thank God for His Son He sent to shed that blood for our forgiveness. And I'm not speaking death to you, folks. I want to speak life to you. I just want to jog your spirits where you may be caught in any area of this situation. Now let's go to chapter 50. And this is the last title I've got. And of course, there could be a lot more. This is not the total. I'm not saying this is the final list. But it's a soul tie to the dead. Genesis chapter 50. And I might have a note here wrong on this thing. I might. Hang on. Now this situation right here was Joseph burying his own father. 50:10. And they came to the threshing floor, a tab, and beyond Jordan, there the mortar with great, very sore lamentations, and he made mourning for his father 7 days. Now, we start getting lengths of times that there is a proper time to mourn somebody. There's a timing in God. If it goes much further than this, there's an evil soul tie. And people that's been married and their spouses died on them, and it was to no effect of them, but they just died. And they say something to them before they die, it can actually control them from the grave. I know a man right now that his wife liked to plant flowers and take care of the yard and all that. And he's alone now. But he's going out because she wanted to plant flowers and he really didn't like it. He's going out and planting flowers. He needs to be thinking about God. He needs to be saying, Lord, deliver me from this situation. And I'm telling you what, it can happen. And unfortunately, with spouses, they can linger and all of a sudden, you might be talking to them and they say, well, my husband came to visit me last night. And in the Word it says, thou shalt not macromance, other words, speak to the dead. So that wasn't their father, their husband. It was an evil spirit came to them. And these spirits were called incubus and succubus spirits, which they have sexual relationships with you. And this is real. It happens a lot of times. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 29. And when all the congregation saw Aaron was dead, they mourned. And Aaron's 30 days, even all the house of Israel. So here we had a longer mourning period. And I don't believe there's any place that you should mourn anybody over the 30 days. You need to put them away. That gives you good time to clean house. That gives you good time to call in family members. You want this, you want that. You need to clean house properly, that your soul could be made whole again with the Holy Spirit. Because in a place of mourning that we don't need to go very far. In some areas of the world, when somebody dies, they don't speak of them anymore. I don't know if that's really good. Because a lot of times you have children involved and they come back, well, you remember Mama? You remember, you know, what she said? Yes, you need to carry on those conversations. Because for them, not for you. And anybody around you need to realize it's for the child and not for the person that's doing the talking. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 34:8. And the children of Isaiah wept for Moses. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses was ended. Here we go, the 30 days. So, folks, if your parent has died over 30 days ago, you're still hanging on. If your spouse has died more than 30 days ago, ask God to minister to you. Because you're still alive and you still need to go on. There's still some ministry to be done. There's some grandchildren. There's some children that needs to be ministered to. And let it go. Let it go. You can never take out the memories, the good memories. But if you linger over a grave, I go by cemeteries all the time now, and you see park benches sitting out in the graveyard. That's macromancing. Talking to the dead. It's not good. It's evil spirits. So we need to come back down to Jesus is all we need. Put away the other stuff. Put away. Yes, I've got some fond memories of my mother and father. But Diane can tell you I don't sit around and talk about them all the time. You know. And if anything's mentioned, I talk maybe speak more of my dad than I do my mother. She's been gone several years. But knowing and understanding that she loved me more than my father did. And knowing by the Holy Spirit when I was being conceived, he beat my mother up and tried to abort me. Guys, ladies, young people, consider your thoughts. And it's Jesus is your source. We thank you. And we're at 12 o'clock. Let's have some deliverance, okay? Because I may have stirred up some things in you that may need to come loose. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. Just stand up for a minute. You've been sitting here for 2 hours or so. And if you can't stand, just stay seated. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just stretch now, Father. We're asking your blood to flow into our extremities, Father. Lord God, just give us the freshness of life. We thank you and we praise you, glorify you. In Jesus' name. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father,
I believe
that you came to save us. And I believe you died upon the cross. And you was buried. And you rose again. Sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Making intercession for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can sit down again. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now as we come into the ecclesiastical court. God, we lift every person up in this room considering soul ties. We thank you, Father, that you will set us free if we cry upon you. Lord, I desire to be free in Jesus' name, like in Joel 2:33. Anyone that asks, that I shall be delivered in Jesus' name. If we got a problem in this area right now, Lord, I ask right now in Jesus' name to minister to the people. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Lord, we bind up every evil soul tie between us and our Father right now in Jesus' name. I break the evil soul tie between our Father right now in Jesus' name. We break it and we pull it out. We command it to leave us right now. Send it to the, go to the dead right now in Jesus' name. Go to the other side. We thank you, Father. We thank you for those fathers, but God, don't let us him rule us from the grave. God, you come in and take over in Jesus' name. We break evil soul ties with our mothers right now in Jesus' name. We break those soul ties. Command them to leave us right now in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties between our mothers and you in Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out and send it to the other side right now in Jesus' name. I break those soul ties. I break them right now in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties, any evil relationships between them in the name of Jesus, we break them and bind them and command them loose us right now. Lord, we thank you. Now, Father, we just pull out all ungodly soul ties with stepdads. In Jesus' name, we pull it out. Evil soul ties with stepfathers. We pull it out right now in Jesus' name. Come out in right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, restore their souls in that area right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. Any evil soul ties with a stepmother, I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus, command it, come loose. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we thank you and we praise you, glorify you. Lord, I just even back up. Lord God, I break all evil soul ties with grandfathers right now in Jesus' name. On your father's side. I pull his soul out right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie in Jesus' name. I break all evil soul ties between grandmothers right now in Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie. I break it. I pull their soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. Command them to loose you. Loose them right now. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties. All evil connections in Jesus' name. All channeling from the grave. We break it and bind it. Command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Break all the spirits of macromancy in the name of Jesus. I break it and command it to loose the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I break all evil soul ties with every brother in the name of Jesus. I break that soul tie in Jesus' name. We break it and we bind it and command it to loose the people right now. I pull that brother out of you right now in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie right now in Jesus' name. That evil soul tie in Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties with stepbrothers in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it. Command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. I break and bind that spirit of soul tie between sisters in Jesus' name. Of a sister. I pull out that evil soul tie of a sister right now in Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie of a sister right now in any fashion, any form, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break and bind that relationship between a stepsister right now in Jesus' name. I pull out that soul tie. I pull it out. I pull it out and send it back in the name of Jesus. Come out of it, folks. Come out of the folks right now in Jesus' name. Come out of their minds, will, and emotions in Jesus' name. All stepsisters right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it and command Lucy right now in Jesus. All spirits of uncles in the name of Jesus. I pull out the uncle on both sides of the family right now. I pull it out. I pull that uncle's spirit out of you. I pull that soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. I send it back right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, restore their soul right now in Jesus' name. Lord, if it's a step-uncle, right now, I break that evil soul tie in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull it out of you right now. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right, Father, restore their souls right now in Jesus' name. Any evil soul ties between aunts right now in Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie and command it to loose you in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All aunts in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties between you and your aunts and right now in Jesus' name. And even if it be a step aunt in the name of Jesus, I pull out that soul of that step aunt right now in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie. Now, Father, gather up their souls and restore them. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you. I break soul ties with all male cousins right now in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie between you and your male cousins right now in Jesus' name. All of them right now. I pull their souls out in Jesus' name. Out behind the barn, out by the pond, I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In the car, at the movies. In Jesus' name, I pull it out. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All step boy cousins in the name of Jesus, I pull their souls out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pull it out. I pull it out. I send it back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Restore their souls, Father, right now in Jesus' name. All sister cousins and cousin girl cousins in the name of Jesus. I'll get it right here in a minute. I pull out those soul ties right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out. I break all covenants with them right now in Jesus' name. All covenants right now in Jesus' name. All blood covenants in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Move. Come on out. All soul covenants in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All, how would you say this, cousins by marriage in Jesus' name on the female gender. I pull out your souls right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break those evil soul ties in Jesus' name. I break them and bind them. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I send it back. Now, Father, restore their souls right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all evil soul ties with church members right now in Jesus' name. Church members, in Jesus' name, I pull them out. All evil soul ties, I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all evil soul ties, I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, restore their souls right now in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties with pastors in the past. All evil soul ties with parishioners in the name of Jesus. I break those evil soul ties right now. I pull them out right now. I command them to be null and void in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Restore in Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties with every false prophet right now in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie in Jesus' name. I break it and I bind it. Command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unholy hands. I break soul ties with every unholy hand that's been laid on you. I break it and bind it. I break that string pulling. I break that wire pulling in the name of Jesus. I break it in Jesus' name. I break that channel channeling in Jesus' name. I cut the puppet strings right now in Jesus' name. I pull that evil soul tie out of you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' name. We break every evil soul tie of bosses in Jesus' name. I break the soul tie, evil soul tie of bosses in the name of Jesus. Heavy taskmasters in Jesus' name. I break that evil soul tie in Jesus' name. I break it. The ones that's had their thumb just pressed and pressed, the pressure, I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now. Come out of the folks. Come out of the folks right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we break every spirit of inerrant affection right now in Jesus' name. I break the soul ties between every dog in the name of Jesus. Every puppy, I break it, bind it, command it, loose these people in Jesus' name. Soul tie, come out of there right now. Every puppy, every dog in Jesus' name, come out right now in Jesus' name. I break the soul tie between every cat in the name of Jesus. All cat soul ties right now. I pull it out. I pull it out. Send it back to that cat in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Every soul tie with every horse right now in Jesus' name. I bind soul ties with every horse in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie in Jesus' name. I break it. Every spirit of the pony right now. I break that evil soul tie of the pony in Jesus' name. The pony was given to you when you was a child. I break that soul tie right now in Jesus' name. Command it come out of you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. And break soul ties with every parrot in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it. Command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And every other creature that you bring in your house. I break soul ties with gerbils in the name of Jesus. I break soul ties with them right now in Jesus' name. Squirrels, I break soul ties with them in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. Any other animal you've had, I break soul ties, especially with snakes in Jesus' name. I break them and bind them, command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break that spirit of reptile in Jesus' name over you. Anyone that's got monitor lizards, I break it and bind it, command and loose you right now. In Jesus' name, I break soul ties with spiders, tarantulas in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command and loose you in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of soul ties between you and a turtle in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command and loose you. Of all things of having a turtle, and you could tap on the floor and here come a turtle, I break it and bind it, command and loose you in Jesus' name. Inerrant infection in Jesus, it happens in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command and loose you. All spirits of pigs, in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of pig in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I was at his house one day. He tapped on the floor and out come in the kitchen. There was a Ryan. There was a come pig in the house. I break those evil soul ties of that pot-bellied pig in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it. Command it loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. All spirits of fish in the name of Jesus. Going to the aquarium, talking to the fish. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Come out of the people, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's some of the weirdest spirits as ever was. You never know. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All minds clear? Lord, restore their souls right now. In Jesus' name. Restore their souls. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Restore my soul, Father, in every area that I need it. In Jesus' name we pray. And all said, amen. Amen. And bless the food. Bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies, Lord God. Thank you for this meal. Thank you for the restoration of our bodies. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed.
This is the end. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.